595 Coleman's Independent Radio Santana with Smooth off the Supernatural CD that came out in 1999. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jay Fuller. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, 88 degrees outside, 4 o'clock, and it's time for the triumphant return of Sports Talk Live. Now, these guys get together. This is, I don't know, going on about the fourth year now. However long the stations have been around. I think we launched in 2013, 14, something like that. Kind of a tradition to have these guys around. They were our first live show. I'm acting like they're old, but they're really not. Welcome to Sports Talk Live again. Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Jay. Good to see you again, man.
Absolutely.
Well, Ronnie, we are back as
what
Jason,
about it?
Year four for Sports Talk
can
Live.
Can you believe it?
Hey, I'm telling you. And people, ESPN calling.
Oh,
just
my
God.
I know.
The interview about year four.
We just keep turning them down,
that's
you know
right.
me.
Right.
You know, I'll tell you, Jason.
They should be able to hire y'all now because they fired half their staff.
That's exactly right. They don't have. Should have a lot of empty office space now, you know. Hey, well, Jason, with all the excitement that's going on with the solar eclipse, I mean, are they not going wild? But I'm going to tell you, it doesn't match the excitement over the beginning of season four.
I mean,
there's a lot of excitement for the solar eclipse, but it just doesn't meet the standard that we've set.
You know, I got a call from the Coleman County superintendent.
Personal call.
Well, not a personal call.
You still get those?
Yeah, no, I get them now for Brittany's kids.
Oh, okay, okay.
In case they didn't get the call or something, but anyway.
Well, you ought to feel special.
And they're giving Monday...
Is excused
if you want to take off.
That's
and
right.
I've heard that next Thursday, since football season will be starting that Friday night and Saturday,
yes,
that they're going to give the kids an excused absence if they want to miss school to listen to our show. Now, I know we come on after school hours, but they got to get ready for
it. Well, they've got to get home, and they've got to get, you know, the radio on, or if they're listening, you know, if they're watching or listening to this online, you know, they've got to get the... You know, they got to get their computer up and you know, there just may not be enough bandwidth for as many people maybe listening,
right.
You know,
and
online.
If anybody believes that, give us a call and we got some land we would like to see.
I can assure you there's no building in Coleman that has more bandwidth than this building. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
I got you. That's all you need to say, isn't it, Jay? But, I forgot what I was going to say. It was very
important.
While
you're important. Thinking of that, let me tell this, and you chime in, anything extra. Let's tell everybody kind of what we're going to be doing this year or this season. We don't last a year, so let's not call it a year. But this season will be a little different than past years as we're going to one day a week, Thursdays 4 to 6, and it's going to be basically the same as in past years. We'll have Chris Andrews on with us at 4:15 till 4:45, 5 o'clock.
And he's from?
Las Vegas, Nevada. He is the man that sets the lines, actually, for the casino that he works in.
For entertainment purposes only. That's
right.
That's the quote that would go by.
And let me tell this, and I told you, Ronnie, but he is helping with a new show. I'm not sure who it's tied to. We'll ask him next Thursday what all that entails, but he is covered up. I'm talking about a busy man, but he did tell me that some way, somehow, he would make time for our show. And I think it's because he said our show is his favorite show to do above the ESPNs and all. But I think it is. He gets so many laughs out of our country talk.
Exactly.
That he enjoys.
That's right. And I also think that he's probably, if that's true in what he says, there's only one solution to that, or one answer for that, is he's smoking reefer while he's doing the show. there's no other choice there.
But Chris,
but you're right.
Great guy. I mean, he's just like one of us.
Yeah.
In fact, we're going to feed him some barbecue if he ever makes his way here.
That's right.
And then at 5:30, Ronnie?
Yeah. Rex Chambers will be joining us, again this year. We're excited to have Rex back being part of our show and, he sent me a text and asked me, was he going to get the same pay as he did last year? And I said, no, we're going to double it this year. We're going to double it for him this year. So we're excited to have Rex on every Thursday with us at 5:30. Gives us a wealth of knowledge for those who enjoy fishing or considering getting into fishing. or have been in it and gotten out and may get back in, as we all do from time to time. But Rex is a lot of information there to help you put more fish in the boat, and that's the bottom line. If you're going fishing, put another one in the boat.
I know a good fishing joke I would like to tell, but we would probably be banned from all radio in Coleman if I told it. So.
Well, then we'll pass, especially with being the first day.
We'll be talking, as usual, local sports.
That's right.
Scores, whoever is doing what, and who's gaining the most yards, throwing for the most yards. We'll have it each week. It won't be a lot of time spent on it, but because, I mean, let's be honest, most people want to talk about Alabama and Auburn, and most people are interested in Alabama and Auburn, at least for a little while. The Auburn interest may die out pretty quick, but...
I don't know, and I know we'll get more into that later. But with Auburn, I think it hinges all around. Ever since Gus has been there, it hinges around one position to me. And that, as a, being an Alabama fan, Jason, you may completely differ as being an Auburn fan. But for Gus to be successful, it hinges on one position more than any other, and that's he's got to have a great athletic quarterback who can run and throw.
And we'll talk about the man that's filling those shoes, a new man on campus. So we'll talk about his stats a little later. Will he be another Jeremy Johnson, or will he be another Cam Newton?
Yeah.
Who knows? But we'll talk that. We'll talk professional football. We'll probably get off on politics a little. and not that our president gives us anything to talk about.
No. It's awful dull in Washington.
Let me ask you this, Ronnie. And we've talked a little about it, but not very much at all. And have you, in your lifetime, ever seen or even heard of a leader of a country behaving in the way our president is behaving?
No. And, it, you know, all you can do is shake your head, but, you know, those who voted for him, we kind of knew what you were getting, but not really either, you know?
I mean, I think we're getting what I expected, but it's probably times 10.
Yeah.
I thought when he went into office, some of that nonsense would kind of die down. His Twitter would kind of die down. Yeah. But, man.
No, I
will say this. He has made me a lot of money in my 401k.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, the stock market, jobs, you know, several of those things that he talked about that he was going to do. I mean, he's fulfilling what he said he was going to do. And, you know, that's refreshing in itself.
And if I had to do it over again, it was the same, too. I would vote the same way.
You know, the sad part is that that's seemingly the best this country has to offer in both parties.
Right.
You know?
Interesting, but the president makes $400,000 a year. Yeah. Now, people say, that's a lot of money. That is not any money
I don't even think he takes that salary, does he? I don't think so either.
But let's compare that to Mayweather, who is about to fight a UFC fighter, and I forgot his name.
Conor McGregor.
Mayweather will rake in, guaranteed, $100 million for that fight.
$100 million. I wonder how much he's already raked in his career.
Oh, there's no telling. I know he had another fight that I think he had 50 or 60 million, and a couple of those. I would say he's at least took in 250 million in the past 3-4 years.
So
that's just on his fight purse. Yeah,
that's not on
all his other
endorsements or anything else. So he's probably upwards of 500 to 750 million he's earned.
Yeah. And we'll try to look that up during the break. That'd be interesting to see.
Kind of in perspective, Jason, I looked at something a little bit earlier, and it's a completely different subject, but that's not new for us. I was going to kind of look at this on headlines, but when you mentioned money, it brought me to this. You know, Justin Thomas, and you don't keep up with golf, I understand that, but he won this, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before, he won he won the PGA Championship. Now, the PGA Championship is one of the four majors. You've got that one. You've got the Masters.
You'll be proud of me. I did watch the replay because I had to watch the one shot that hung out there for about, seemed like 30 minutes.
Walked around and finally dropped. Exactly. But the four majors, again, is the PGA Championship, U.S. Open, British Open, and Masters. And he won that. He is a University of Alabama graduate. Went to school down there. He earned for that tournament $1.89 million was his cut. Now, if in a PGA tournament, there are four rounds of golf, Thursday through Sunday, which means there are 54 holes throughout the tournament, okay? So if we break that down per hole that he played, he earned $35,000 per hole.
That is about 10,000 more than the average worker in Alabama makes in a year's time.
No question. And the thing about it is, it will take them probably an average of 15 to 17 minutes to play a hole. So in 15 minutes, he earned every 15 minutes.
Now compare that to how long it takes Trump to drop the bomb and what he makes per minute.
We talked about the major league pitchers, and this is funny we're talking about this because I've got a pretty in-depth article on coaches and their salaries and some of the perks they get, but we'll save that for later. But we figured up last year or the year before some major league pitcher and the amount of pitches he would pitch in that year, and I think you and I come up